Blog Talk Radio.
Love Radio Show. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you are. This show is taking place in the D.C. Baltimore area, and I hope that you guys have been enjoying the rest and this and everything else that's been going along with this week here in Northeast area. You understand that things have just been just a little different here for us, especially if being that we're just getting over the snow and things like that. I do apologize that Tuesday we weren't here. The show wasn't live on Tuesday. It was canceled a little bit. It was canceled because of, I guess, certain things that were going on with getting ready for work and things like that. So we just took a little break from Tuesday. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in. The number here is 646-595-4311. It's 646-595-4311. And one thing that I want to talk about today is this. You know, last week I was talking to you guys about distractions and about not being distracted by things that seem like they're the right thing, but might not be the right thing at the right time. So I just want to talk to you guys about that. One thing I said about distractions is this. Sometimes we think that distractions are, sometimes we think that good things need to be done at that moment instead of things that we really need to take care of first and foremost. So what happens is this. In our lives, we sometimes tend to forget some of the things that we need to do, and we don't focus on the things that we need to do, and we kind of lose sight and stuff like that. But what I want to encourage you guys about today is this. I want to encourage you guys to make sure that you stay focused. Make sure you stay focused on things you're supposed to stay focused on. So distractions can be sometimes good things, but at the wrong time. It's like if you say, a person says, I plan, my goal is to be the best person I can be and to go ahead and make a difference in somebody's life. Now, guess what? That's a great and courageous goal. But guess what? It might be for you during a period of time not to do that, but to actually do something that God placed in your heart to do. But if you're so into, you get off task of your major goal, then what happens is that you end up being at a loss and you're expecting God to bless you when that wasn't even your main goal. That wasn't even your purpose. So distractions can get you off the goal. The biggest thing is, I can say is this, when someone's off goal and off task and they're not doing the things that they've been called to do, what happens is this. You begin to lose out yourself. So goals, you can get distractions. You can get off task. Then distractions can do this. You might think that you're going towards your goal. It might not even be going towards your goal. That's distraction. Then number two, distraction can make it appear like Like, it's a good thing. Like, this is the best thing to do. This is the thing that you need to be doing 24/7. You're ready, and you're alert, and you're all about it. But for some reason, things don't go where you expect them to go. It makes you know you're distracted. And you're distracted because you're not doing things you're supposed to do. So sometimes distractions can create a smoke screen. A smoke screen, and you're thinking that you are on task, that you're doing the right thing that you're supposed to be doing, but in actuality, you're not on task. And then what happens is this. You're the one, in the end, you're the one who's without, because you've done the things you shouldn't have done, and it appeared like it was the right thing, but it really was not the right thing. That's the distraction. And sometimes I want you guys to understand that this, distractions happen. Distractions happen to get you off task. Distractions happen to keep you from doing the thing that God has called you to do. So that's one thing. The second thing about distractions is this. The third thing about distractions is this. Distractions can kill the dream and vision God has placed in your life. You might have a vision. You might have a goal. You might say, you know, this is what God has called me to do. I'm going to go ahead and do this thing. But when you're distracted and you're not on task, what happens is that you end up losing out in the end. Because you're so off task. And sometimes it kills the vision. So you can do a good thing, but at the wrong time in your life, it can cost you everything. Now, just because it's a good thing does not mean that's the thing that you're supposed to do for yourself in that period of time. That's not what it means. But what it does mean is this. You've got to be willing to say, God, what are you saying to me concerning this thing in my life? What are you saying to me concerning my job? What are you saying to me concerning my home? What are you saying to me? So you want to make sure you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing that you're supposed to be doing. And that's the biggest thing I want you guys to realize. So distractions can create an illusion. Distractions can also kill. Distractions can kill the dream. Distractions can kill that thing that God's placed in your life. And you end up saying, God, why am I going through that thing that I'm going through it? And sometimes you're going through that thing because you're distracted. Because you were distracted. So that stuff is very, 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 very serious. And that's one of the things that I want you guys to think about in this season. Doing that thing that God's called you to do and not being distracted by the things around you, but rather doing that thing that God has called you to do. Recently, I took a trip down to Atlanta, and I had a great time, and I had the opportunity to perform with some great musicians and fellow artists, and it was a great time. And I know that for me, that's what I was supposed to do at that point in time. But I want to tell you this, I've got to tell you this, that even though I did that thing, even though I did the show, I did the Valentine's Day show, I was where I was supposed to be at that moment. Because when you're where you're supposed to be at that moment, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about different things, about what it is that you're doing. And for me, I learned a lot about myself, about performing in front of peers again, seeing people I haven't seen in years, and just the whole overall point of being blessed. You know, so about the biggest thing right, I'm saying right now to you right now is this, even with that thing going on, God was able to do some things in my life in that period of time. And this is something that I just have to say, that when you're in the right place, at the right time. When you're not distracted, but you're doing the thing that you know you're supposed to do at that point in time, things happen. And God is able to bless you. God is able to really, really increase your boundaries, increase your life, increase the things that he wants to do in your life. And those things happen. They happen when you get to that point and you say, okay, I'm not distracted right now. I'm doing this thing that God called me to do. And you do that thing. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. So in your life, you can make a difference in your life. God can make a difference when you're doing what he's called you to do and you're not distracted by anything else. And that's the biggest thing that I want you guys to get today. Not to be distracted by the things you think are right, but things that might not be the right season for your life. If you'd like to call here, the number is 646-595-4311. We're going to start off today with Antonio Lawrence, "This Butterfly, Free to Be Me." guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves so far. That Brainwash, that was none other than someone I really, really, really like. Great music, Nicole C. Mullen. And he is good. That was none other than Brian Barnett. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. You're listening to the Heart of Radio, the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is my boy Kenton Rogers, Confession of a Preacher Man.
Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, just about it was. In the sanctuary, just about to get my praise on. 5'6", little shorty, tight dressed, high above her knee. Temperature rising, not the time nor place this shouldn't be. Ain't right and shouldn't be, but a man will be what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man. This ain't right and shouldn't be, but a man will be what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man. Short hand on two. Long hand on 12, benediction given. Seductively, little shorty takes my hand, turn lips, consciously teasing me. Cleavage ever breast exposed, and I know she knows what she do to me. I must constrain my manhood before he reveals the lust in me. This ain't right. What a man will be, what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man.
This ain't right.
Right, and it shouldn't be. What a man will be, what a man will be. Confession of a preacher man.
What's happening? This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. That was Called for Purpose. That's none other than my cousin Eureka A. Wright. Check her out on iTunes. And you know, before that, that was Confessions of a Preacher Man by none other than my boy Kenton Rogers. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. We'll keep things going right now. A little bit of this person, I really haven't played her in a while, but if you go to like dancing, as you've heard, Liz Yancey's Free. This is Free, y'all. I'll be right back.
Hold me any longer, 'cause I'm sick and tired. there's somebody that came to get a blessing. And look at them and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done. Your daughter, it's already done. Your spouse, it's already done. Your money, it's already done. Your way out, it's already done.
I'm
That was none other than Tony J. That's I'll Fly Away. You know, I hope that you guys enjoy yourselves tonight. Let's pray for each other. Let's keep each other lifted up in prayer. Prayer changes things, and distractions and things that come about in our lives can be avoided if we pray. Just pray. It's that simple. Let's not make it harder than it is. All you gotta do is just pray, and I hope you guys enjoy this song. This song is from my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. It's available on iTunes, and All Things Are Possible Special Edition will be available nationwide next month. God bless you guys. I'll be right back.
People are hurting. People are searching without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just
hope you guys are listening. I apologize for that. We're just having just little technical difficulties over here at and I definitely do apologize. Please stay tuned, stay focused. Join us next Tuesday from 9 to 10, the next Thursday from 6 to 7, the Hard Love Radio Show. God bless you guys. I'm going to leave today with Closer. This is by Kareem McKibble. God bless.
Thank you.